Psalm 87 is brief but powerful, and yes, it is also timely. This is a psalm exalting the city of Jerusalem. Verse 1, the Lord loveth the gates of Zion. Verse 2, very excellent things are spoken of thee, thou city of God. But then the really startling verses, verses in which the psalmist imagines former enemies now being accepted into Jerusalem, not as immigrants, not as foreigners, but as full-born citizens. Here is the psalmist's list. Rahab, which is a poetic name for Egypt, where they had been slaves. Babylon, that dreaded city which destroyed the temple and took people captive. Philistia, the Philistines were a powerful sea people who took over the seacoast of Palestine when Egyptian troops vacated the area during the Egyptian Civil War. Tyre, that ancient Phoenician city, a city so strong that Joshua never conquered it. And the Morions, now usually translated Cush, or the people of Ethiopia. Verse 4, there was he born. Meaning that each of these foreign peoples we have mentioned, think of them as being born in Jerusalem. You should now think of them as natural-born citizens of God's beloved city, Jerusalem. This is radical. This is not the way governments usually think about Palestine and Jerusalem, but clearly it was the psalmist's way. Finally, verse 7, O Jerusalem, all my fresh springs shall be in thee. In other words, Jerusalem, Zion, shall be the fountain of life for all the nations, not just one favored nation, but all nations.